This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
I'm still a commissioner, and I will make sure that we are going to be fair and go after everybody in an equal way.
Venture to say that this tax will be the death of many small businessmen in the state of New Hampshire.
The only safe harbor is any other state but New Hampshire. That's what safe harbor means to business.
The Constitution's being thrown in the side of the road, and no one's taking any responsibility to that anymore. And I think it's wrong. And I think it's time you guys start doing the right thing for the people of the state.
Continuing coverage of the LLC tax here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. But first, I wanted to give you this update to a story that we opened with in the first hour. I mentioned, and it was in the Union Leader today, front page story, about a committee that Senator Judd Gregg wanted to have formed to study ways to cut the deficit. He wanted to slip this in as an amendment to a bill that would have actually increased the deficit, in the hopes that, well, if you increase the deficit, then we'll have to study a way on how to cut that, right? Make sense to you? Well, apparently it didn't make sense to Congress either, because they rejected that deficit panel. So there you go. That idea to study a way on how to cut the deficit has gone down in flames, just as I predicted it would. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. And joining us now in studio, as I have promised, Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. How you doing today, Andy?
Bulldog, great, man. Thanks for having me back on.
All right. I was drawing out the roadmap in the last hour about LLC tax, reasonable compensation, business profits tax, back to the LLC tax. And I'll tell you, it was like one here, one here, one here, one here. And this all ties in this way and weaves through that way, being heard by this committee, this one being heard by that committee over there. And
yeah, I mean, it's almost become a shell game. You've got five different pieces of legislation. You have five different committees that are hearing it. So you have a combination of 25 different places we can go on any given day to try and protect small business owners. And on top of that, they're holding secret meetings. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen, please, for the sake of God, just stop.
Exactly. And you know, and I know that there's been more subcommittee work heard on reasonable compensation, which is House Bill 1607. And the one thing I just want to point out, because some emails that I got over the weekend forwarding some correspondence between one of our listeners and a number of state representatives, I'm afraid that some people are starting to confuse the issue between what is reasonable compensation and the LLC tax.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's no question that it's becoming complicated. And every day we need to kind of take a deep breath and sit back and say, you're right. There are two main issues we have here. We have the issue of the LLC interest and dividends tax, of what we're calling the income tax on small business owners.
Yep.
And then we have the state of New Hampshire trying to make a determination to everyone out there how much money you should be allowed to make, and that's reasonable compensation. I mean, there's no question they're both essentially joined at the hip, but they're reviewing both provisions at the same time, and it's important to remember that the LLC tax presently is in the rulesmaking committee, and the reasonable compensation is being reviewed as a repeal in new law.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not sure which one we want to talk about today. We should talk about both of them. You know, the biggest challenge I'm seeing today is they've revisited the rules. You know the analogy we talk about, and I haven't heard anyone say for some time, but it always rings true. It's the old, we're from the government and we're here to help. So our government has said, look, we listen to all of you in public testimony, and we've taken all your considerations, and we've brought them back, and we've reworked them, and so we're reintroducing these rules. And could you believe it? They're actually making them more restrictive and providing new and additional taxes and claiming them to be an interest or dividends tax. I mean, it's just out of control.
And that's the part, and I read this email that went out that spells out all the brand new taxes that these new DRA rules contain. And if you know, and look, I said this yesterday too,
trying to read these finalized rules by the DRA on the LLC tax would be like listening to me read Betty Crocker's cookbook for 3 hours. You know, it would be indecipherable. So we go straight to page 7 and 8, and that's where we find a number of these brand new taxes.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, Brian, about the fact that on one hand, there are people, you know, the people who want to institute this tax are saying, look, you know, we're just going to tax you on your interest or your dividend, even though we're going to tell you what it is. and now they've come up with rules that essentially say we're going to put in new taxes that were rejected by the legislature, rejected by the people. They're now, the secret meeting thing, sliding in additional new taxation into the rule committee. I mean, they're completely killing the process.
We're talking about a tax on rental income, operational business profit, interest income, royalties, short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains. This one got me. Gains on the sale of collectibles?
Bulldog, that's right. Your Red Sox card collection is now up for taxation.
So that, I can't figure if that's an income tax, a sales tax, or what.
It's actually technically they're trying to make it a dividend. So, you know, that card you have of Kurt Schilling, who did such great work in Massachusetts last week.
They're going to have to find it first.
Well, right. If you record that you sold it, and we, you know, no one wants to break the law.
Right.
But, you know, they're modifying an interest in a dividend and saying that your rental income is included in the calculation. Short and long-term capital gains is now included in the calculation. You know, again, I mean, we talked about capital gains, and the House voted it down.
Yes.
And here it is being slid in under cover of darkness, in secret meetings, trying to, you know, slide in all these new rules that completely affect our capacity to create jobs and expand the economic base. They're just trying to stop our state from getting back up on its feet again. It's just wrong.
The extension of the interest and dividends tax, we're not done yet here, folks. Tax-exempt income. Oh, I like how tax-exempt income will now be taxed. 1250 gains. That's on real estate transactions, basically, right? Some kind of stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, which is a whole nother issue, because that's another issue that blew up recently. And a quote-unquote other income. Let me guess. That one's to be determined.
Right. I mean, you know, again, talk about kicking the can down the street to try and just diffuse a situation. I mean, there's no question everyone in this state should be upset about this tax, and everyone except some voting members of our legislature are upset about this,
mm-hmm.
and we're making our voices heard. But they continue to try and push that can down the street so we can't talk about it. I mean, how can we have rules that are supposed to clarify specifically how we're going to be taxed, what we're going to be taxed on, and they're using a classification called quote-unquote other income? Not much definition there.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is if you start keeping score of who's supporting this tax and who's opposed to it, you have the Small Business and Small Industry Association. You have the Business and Industry Association, the Restaurant and Lodging Association, the New Hampshire Grocers Association. You have all kinds of different organizations that are out there that are opposed to this tax. I can't find a single one that is for it, really.
And honestly, I think you're hitting the nail on the head at this point. You know, with the exception of the legislators who want to continue to tax us and create these new taxes and actually institute the first personal income tax in the state of New Hampshire, no one is for this. No one. Not a single business organization. Anyone that's been involved with this has realized this is bad for our state. This is bad for job creation. This is bad for who we are as a state.
Exactly. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. Andy Sanborn from the Draft Sports Bar and Grill in Concord joining us here as well. Andy is also one of the co-founders of StopTheLLCTax.com, and that's received quite a number of signatures, actually.
Yeah, we're up over 2,500 at this point. I mean, we started as just a way to try and tell the governor, please listen to us. Listen to small business owners. Listen to those of us that want to hire people and make sure our economy is strong and vibrant. So we just started as a way to communicate with him. And, you know, it's obviously caught hold. And we were so thankful for everyone who has stood up and made their voices heard. To tell the governor and our legislature to stop this process. It's bad for our state.
You know, there was a story. It moved across the AP wire yesterday afternoon, and two business people, also members of our Pulse family, New Hampshire computer specialist Sean Kendrigan was quoted in it, and Tom Boucher from T-Bones and Cactus Jacks was quoted in here as well. Both of which are very concerned about the prospect for job growth. And, of course, Sean points out an interesting point here. He says, this is the money. A profit for me is basically my paycheck. It's not something where I'm banking thousands of dollars and building up this huge nest egg of money in some type of corporate machine. It's what I pay my mortgage with. It's what I put my kids to school with and buy my groceries with. And he estimates that this tax change will cost him an additional $5,000 and $7,000 beyond what he expects to pay in taxes. And he says, that's more than I have in the bank right now.
Right. And on top of that, it's just not what you're paying in the tax. It's the cost of regulation to defend yourself.
Right.
I mean, we now need to defend ourselves against the state of New Hampshire.
But no one's going to be paying this tax if you listen to the commissioner.
No one, except the 15 or 20,000 people. You know, we have to remember the fact that this weekend in the Concord Monitor, the commissioner was specifically quoted in one paragraph saying, no one worry about it. No one worry about it. This isn't going to affect anybody. In the exact next paragraph, he came out and said he expects 15 to 20,000 new tax returns that are going to be affected by the LLC tax. And think about that. Out of 45,000 small business owners in New Hampshire, he's expecting a tax return of 20,000. So how many are they going to have to audit to come down to 20,000? Is he suggesting that every, you know, are they suggesting that every single company that they audit is going to be declared as overcompensating and now subject to both of these taxes, the 13.5%? 100%? Chances are probably pretty slim.
Yeah, 1-866-823-1077. Let's go to the calls. Pat from Manchester, you're on Bulldog Live, along with Andy Sanborn.
Hi, gentlemen. Listen, one thing that nobody else is talking about is, you know, if this tax goes through, you know, a small business owner only makes so much. And what happens to all these small businesses that now they don't have that money for charitable giving? You know, like a grocery store like Quality Cash that donates turkeys and fixings for Thanksgiving suppers, or these other places that donate items like the Red Blazer donates items for the Y or the Boys Club, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't have that money to do that. And all these charities in the area are going to be suffering too.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about, you know, part of the challenge that we have today is that every business has a fixed level of overhead, a fixed level of what it costs them to operate. And as the state of New Hampshire continues to ratchet that number up, it leaves significantly less discretionary money to help those who are truly in need. So when we talk about the trickle-down effect of what these new taxes are, Pat, you're hitting the nail right on the head. It's not just affecting the owner. It's not just affecting their employees. It's affecting our entire communities. You know, and all of us are so proud that the state of New Hampshire is a place that really believes in helping and trying to provide and work for those who are truly in need. And we're losing our ability to help people by this continual ratcheting up of more and more taxation and regulation. And,
yeah,
and
I mean,
you're right.
I mean, I'm certainly not going to go out and buy my, you know, Tom Brady autographed T-shirt or whatever, you know, if they're going to tax me on it for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, they already taxed my money when I earned it for crying out loud.
Yeah.
They're going to tax me when I spend it. What's the...
Right. You know, that's absolutely true. You know, we can never forget the fact that even though some people are claiming this is quote-unquote closing the loophole, that every small business owner is continuing to pay taxes based upon the business enterprise tax and federal taxes as it rolls over in our K-1. So all the small businesses are paying taxes. This is just a way to try and take more money away from them.
And make it an effective 13.5% income tax on particularly LLC owners. Pat, I've got to run. Thank you very much for your call. 1-866-823-1077. Brandon from Chichester, you're on Bulldog Live, along with Andy Sanborn.
Yeah, hey, Andy and Bulldog. I'm just infuriated by this. What we're doing now, and the federal government does this well, very well, especially under our new administration, is we are penalizing success. I don't even want to get into the argument of there's not enough, you know, there'll be less to give to charities. No, if I have an LLC, that performs very well. I have to spend more hours there managing it and running it. But because I'm doing that, I'm now getting penalized.
You know, there's no question. The state at this point is going to penalize you if you're better than average. And that's the basis by which they're going to make the decision. And you own your company. I mean, do you own it because you want to be average or you want to excel?
Well, they're penalizing capitalism. And for this reason, I'm seriously considering running for the legislature because I'm just so upset about this and what's happening in Concord as far as this. I mean, it just makes sense. I'm not a state worker. I don't come home at 5 p.m. and leave my job at home. My wife and I own several LLCs, and the more successful they are, the more we work at them. So should we work less at them so we don't pay taxes? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it really defies rational, common sense thinking. I applaud you for considering running for the House. It's an important thing. You know, I say on a very regular basis, you can't complain if you're not willing to take your turn. And anyone who's listening out there, anyone who feels that our state isn't the same that it was just a short time ago, give it some serious consideration. Because, remember, we are a legislature made up of the people. And if you want to affect change, throw your hat in the ring.
Exactly. And unfortunately, as small business people, we get penalized there also because we go to the legislature. Unlike a normal job where you would get paid anyway, we go to the legislature and we lose income while we're there. So, but I agree, people have to step up, and hopefully this will make more of us do that.
It certainly would. Well, Brendan, thank you very much for your call. Good luck to you as well.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Andy, you've been traveling all around the state recently talking about this issue, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, I sure have. And obviously there's a big group of us that travel a fair amount, and we're going everywhere from Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, to Nashua, to Lebanon, to Portsmouth. There are still a number of people who aren't aware of this issue, of this all this new taxation. So, you know, we still need to get the word out. Everyone listening, remember, every single operation I walk into today, I ask who the owner is. I ask if they own an LLC, and have the conversation. Keep it polite. Keep it articulate. But we need to get the word out on this. You know, this and as we know, there's another hearing this Friday for those who are interested in coming down, having their voices heard. They're actually discussing reasonable compensation this Friday at the State House. So I apologize. You have to look online to where it is.
Okay.
And come down. Get involved with your legislature. Get involved with our politics and help make our state great again.
We sure will. Well, Andy Sanborn, thank you very much. If anybody has any questions about this and how they want to get involved, where can they get that?
You know, you can get that a couple ways. You can go on to our petition and sign up at stoptheLLCtax.com. You can send us an email at either stoptheLLCtax@gmail.com or stop down to the restaurant or send me an email. DraftSportsBar@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to get back to you.
Andy, thank you very much. Got to run. Good to see you again.
Brian, as always, a pleasure's all mine. And you guys, 107.7, you know, you guys, you're it. You know, you guys do such a great job helping this state. And, you know, a huge call out to Peter St. James and to our guard. Just great, great work, guys.